Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. It's been a great group of days, actually, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for a little while, which is awesome. All right, so today is show number 398. We are fast approaching 400 episodes, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop there. We're going to keep going. So today's show, we're going to be listening to some interviews I did at what is called the MCS Touch Back to School Rally. MCS Touch is a charity that I belong to. I'm on the board of directors, actually. I'm the vice chair. I hope that doesn't mean I'm going to be the chairman soon. I think it might. I think I got into that not realizing what I was doing. But anyway, no, it's a good group, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. By the way, okay, so before we do that, let me just mention thanks to everybody that came out last night to the Movies in the Park that the Clintonville Rotary Club put on. Me and my wife were there and several of us Rotarians. It was a perfect night for it. Not that many mosquitoes, at least they didn't bite me. And the movie was E.T., which I hadn't seen in so long, I actually forgot. It was actually kind of fun to watch. I forgot a lot of the details. And so it was cool. And it seemed like it was a great movie because the parents remembered seeing it when they were a child, and then their children hadn't seen it yet. So it was awesome. All right. So, and that's one of the great things I get to do as a Rotarian. Okay, now MCS Touch stands for Metropolitan Service Community Services Touch. And they serve a population of folks that is in the lower socioeconomic level. And so there's not a lot of money to go around for kids and for the families. And so the Back to School Rally is a way to help those folks. And giving kids free school supplies is what we were doing that day. Now, you know, you're going to find that we're not able to. These people also can't afford dental care. In fact, I believe a lot of these folks are the same people that come to either Dentistry from the Heart that I do, or are come to Team Smile that we do, which is the charity I do that involves children. So anyway, I think let's go ahead and listen to some of these interviews that I did at the MCS Touch Back to School Rally. All right, many of you know that I am on the board of a charity called Touch, MCS Touch, Metropolitan Community Services Touch, and they're holding an event to give away free school supplies to folks that need that kind of help. And so it's we're actually getting set up right now, but there are some people that are already here, and so I was going to thought I'd see if I could talk to some of them. Hey guys, are you here for the event, the school supplies?
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell me about it? Tell me about the event. What do you know?
Dile que yo. Yo no sé qué dijo.
Dijo que si le puede decir.
Can you speak?
No, Isabel.
No, yo no sé hablar.
English? You speak English? You don't know anything about it?
Spanish or English?
English.
Oh, ella sabe.
Okay, so tell me, what do you know about the event? In Spanish? In English?
English.
She only speaks English? Okay, we have a couple girls that speak both. We have to see which one wants to talk. What's your name? Have you come here every year for a while? No? First time? Okay, how'd you learn about it?
Mom knows.
Your mom knows? Okay. So, and she doesn't speak any English, right? Okay. Okay. I have to get closer. You don't back up, all right? Because you have to be close to the mic, okay? Okay, how did you hear about the event?
I don't know.
Do you think your mom knew about it?
Yes.
Did she tell you?
No.
She didn't? She just brought you today?
Yes.
Okay, what grade are you going into?
Seventh.
And what about your friend? Is this your friend or a relative?
I don't know her. I just met her today.
Oh, you just met her today? Okay, because you guys are in line first, right?
Yes.
So you got here pretty early. And what are you going to do here? What's going to happen when they start, when they open?
They're going to give out school supplies.
School supplies to what ages? Do you know? All ages?
I think so.
So you're going to be in 7th?
Yes.
And you have siblings that are also in school? They're going to get school supplies today?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Three of them. How old are they?
One's 13, one's 6, Nestle, and me, 11.
13, 6, and you're?
11.
11. You're only 11. Okay. Okay. So where's the older? Where's the 13-year-old?
In the car.
Oh, I was going to say hiding, right? Doesn't want to talk either. Okay, so how long have you guys been here?
Here?
Yeah, how long have you been here in line?
30 minutes.
Okay, so about a half hour. It doesn't start until for another hour, but you guys came early so you wouldn't have to wait in a long line and you're afraid they might run out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any idea of the school supplies you're going to get? Like, what would that have cost if you had to buy them on your own?
A whole lot of money.
A whole lot of money. And you guys live close, right?
No.
Where do you live?
On Westerville.
You live up in Westerville. Okay. Okay, so your mom speaks Spanish, your dad speaks Spanish too?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And at home, you guys speak nothing but Spanish, right?
Yes.
But at school, you learn English?
Yes.
So how old were you when you started school here in the U.S.?
6.
You were 6. Okay, so you came here when you were 6. That's pretty cool. So that means you won't even have an accent, will you? Most people, if they come young enough, they don't have an accent, so nobody will know your primary language was Spanish, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you want to say your name or not?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now.
You what?
Shy.
You're kind of shy. Okay, mom's kind of shy, but she said her daughter can talk. What's your name?
Denise.
Zanise?
Denise.
Denise. Okay, is it D-A-N-I-S-E?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to talk too? What's your name?
Hi.
What's your name? Okay, what's his name?
Levi.
Okay, how old are you?
8.
And how old's Levi?
3.
Oh, that's why you can't say his name yet. Okay, Denise. So, what grade are you going into?
2nd.
2nd grade. Okay, how was 1st grade? Did you like it?
Yes.
Good, good, good. So now you guys got here early, right? Because it doesn't really start till 12:30. So tell me why you got here early.
Because we wanted school supplies.
Because you want to get school supplies?
And you're number 1.
And you want to be number 1?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have to, so they don't run out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, any idea how much these school supplies would cost that you're going to get free if you had to buy them? Did your mom tell you that? Do you have any idea, Mom? You can tell her and then she can tell me.
Her 8 kids, so it would have been about $200.
Almost $200? Did you say you have 8 kids? Okay, Mom's shy, so I'm keeping the microphone away from her, but wow, about $200, that's a lot of money that you guys are saving. That's great. Okay, that'll buy some school lunches and stuff, huh?
Yes.
So what do you want to be when you grow up, Denise?
A psychologist.
Really? A psychologist? That's an interesting choice for a 6-year-old. Okay, and you're 8-year-old. What does psychologists do? Tell me.
They give out medicine.
To people who need it.
Okay. And these are people, it's what we call psychological help or mental help, right? So people that... What? Oh, wait a minute. Levi wants to say something.
I do.
He's cute. I see Levi has a couple of chrome crowns on his teeth. He was just at the dentist, huh?
Top and bottom.
Well, that's good for you for taking him. Like I mentioned, I'm a dentist, so...
You need to go.
You need to go, Denise? Let me see your mouth. Open real big. Oh, I see some cavities there, yeah.
Her brother's work.
Oh, I'll put your head up.
He said it was too much work for him to do.
I see. So you're missing some teeth already. You had them taken out, even though they should be there still. Oh, look at those pretty chrome crowns. Good job, Levi. All right, were you a good patient? That's great. And then, so you have a cavity on the lower right, so... Mom's going to take you to get that cavity fixed, right? Okay. Do you like going to the dentist?
Yes.
Good. That's awesome. So now, do you have any older brothers or sisters?
Yes.
How old are they?
My older brother is 14, and my older sister is 18.
Okay. 14 and 18, and you're 8. Yes. So.
And I have a sister that's 13, and I have a brother that's 10.
Oh, okay. So all stair-stepped, one right after the other. Okay. Got it. So that's really cool. So thank you for talking with me, and good luck with your school supplies.
Okay.
Okay, and good luck in school, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, are you in charge? So I'm Dr. Kavitko. I'm on the board of this charity. but this is my first time coming to this event, so I thought I would find out. How did you hear about it?
I've been here last year.
You came last year? This is the 7th year, and do you live very close?
No.
How far away do you live?
On the west side.
West side, and we're on the east side, so you came a long way. And you learned about it. How'd you hear about it last year?
My sister and hands-on.
It's called hands-on?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think that's like a group of volunteer organizations, right?
Yes.
Okay. They kind of coordinate all of this?
Yes.
Okay. So how many children do you have that will be getting school supplies today?
4.
4? Wow. I have 4 children. You have 4 children?
Yes.
You're going to save about how much?
A lot.
A lot. Have you done the math yet or not?
No.
Okay. Did you get a list from the school of the supplies that you would need when they start?
No.
No? Okay, I just thought maybe you had a list and then you want to make sure you get everything on your list, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it'll definitely be worth it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and how many people came with you today?
5.
5, so you have your 4 children and grandma?
Yeah.
Okay. And what ages?
18, 16, 13, and 11.
18, 13, 16, 11. Is this the 11-year-old?
No, that's my nephew.
That's your nephew. Okay. Oh, he's getting supplies, too. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. And I don't think I got your name. What's your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Well, thank you for speaking with me, and good luck with the supplies, okay?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Okay, so now I came upon this young man, and his name is?
Dominique.
Dominique, and Dominique looks to be about, are you 14?
10.
10. You're going to be tall, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you're already tall, but you're going to be real tall, right? What's your name?
Aisha.
Alicia?
Aisha.
Aisha, okay, so.
Felicia.
Okay, tell me your name again.
It's Dominique.
Dominique and Aisha, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and Aisha, how old are you?
13.
You're 13. You guys are...
Are you on the radio?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. You brother and sister, right?
Yes.
That's why you're arguing a little bit, right?
Yes.
So what grade will you be in, at Dominique?
5th.
5th, and Aisha?
8th.
8th, okay. And so you guys are here to get school supplies, that's kind of neat. And they give them out free, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Aisha got shy all of a sudden. She thinks there's a hidden camera somewhere. There's no hidden camera. It's radio. All right. So now what do you... It looks like you play basketball, Dominique?
Well, I'll play basketball in the street.
In the street? Okay, you're going to try to go out for the school team when they get one? Okay.
Yes.
And Aisha, what do you do?
And I play basketball at school, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start dance.
Dance? You want to be on the dance team?
Yeah. But I play football, too.
No, you don't.
I'm about to play football for the Pirates.
Okay. He doesn't play?
No.
She says he doesn't play.
I'm about to.
About to. Okay, okay.
You're not even about to.
Why is that?
Because my mom don't want him to do football because he's going to get ran over.
Oh, okay.
All of our talking will be on the radio.
Yeah.
So you might hear, they don't hear us. Are you going to?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad they're giving us school supplies so we can have school supplies.
Right, right. Because school's important, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I believe that education is more important than everything else, including sports. Sports is fun, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have a good education, Aisha just snuck away. Anyway, if you don't have a good education, then when your sports are done, what do you do, huh? Sports doesn't last a lifetime, does it?
No.
Yeah, but your education will. Anything that you learn, anything that's in your brain, you get to keep forever, huh?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be...
All right, so we decided to hold that till after the break. A little tease. We'll find out what he wants to be. But before, what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now. Just so you know, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Weisnumber Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. But before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and today we are covering the MCS Touch Back to School Rally. So it's only fitting that Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is about education. All right, the question is, true or false, according to me, Dr. Kavitko, a great education is probably the most important thing a child could have. Is that true or false? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Rod, Tim, Tiffany, and Kelly. And we rolled a dice during the break, and it came up Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hey, we want to find out if you know the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
The answer is true.
It is true. That's great. Tiffany, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29. And so do you believe that? You have an education, I assume. You sound like it.
Yes.
You agree with me, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. You can take any child out of any situation, and if you get them a great education, then they can lift themselves up and do great things. So, hey, thanks for listening, and stay on the line, because we need to get the information as to how to get those flowers to you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what do you do for a living? I was asking, I forgot to ask you.
I do home health care.
Okay.
But I also am in school for cosmetology.
Great, so you're getting an education while you work. Good for you. All right, stay on the line, please. And Tim and Rod and Kelly, please call next week, because we do that every week. Okay, so I'm going to let my producer go ahead and get the information, and then we'll go back to those interviews in a little bit, but she's going to be talking to Tiffany now. Okay, so, I just wanted to mention a little bit about Touch. And like I said, I am the vice chair of this charity, and it is 37 Robin Wood Avenue in Whitehall. It's a great group of people, and they do a lot of wonderful things. And if you want to look them up, it's MCS Touch. And typically, actually, it's T period O period U period C period H period. Okay, so if you want to look them up, you can. And Brian Woods, the CEO, is a great guy, and they do a lot of wonderful things. Just a great group of people. So I'm very happy to be involved with it. And by the way, next week's guest is going to be Megan Warner. And Megan is 12, but when she was 11, she started the charity called Books for Bedtime. And it's really cool that this young lady has her own 501c3 charity. She's just a young girl, and yet she's already collected over 11,000 books. And at the time that she sent me this little bio, they donated 4,100 of them to needy children. But I invited her to come to this back-to-school rally, which she did. And she gave a free book to every one of these kids who came. I think there might have been 200 or more. Probably more now that I think about it. Children got a free book. And so Megan is going to be on the show next Sunday morning right here in the studio with me. So I'm excited about that. So be sure to tune in for that. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Dentally Speaking. And we are doing show number 398. And today's show is about MCS Touch and the Back to School Rally. So let's go ahead and listen to some more interviews that I did during the event.
Anyway, if you don't have a good education, then when your sports are done, what do you do, huh? Sports doesn't last a lifetime, does it?
No.
Yeah. But your education will. Anything that you learn, anything that's in your brain, you get to keep forever, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a football player or a basketball player.
What about after football and basketball? What would you do?
If I don't be able to make that, I just want to help my elders.
Help older people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so working in a nursing home or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of nice. You have an older grandmother or something that you see she needs help and you want to be the person to do that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Her name is Ella Weldon.
Ella Weldon? Okay.
Weldon.
Weldon?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I got that wrong. Well, that's awful nice of you, or awfully nice of you. So, awesome. So, I see the line is forming, and you guys are here early, so they won't run out before you get there, huh?
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking with me, Dominique.
Okay.
Okay, take care now, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, so I am still at the book rally, the Back to School Rally. Oh, listen, there you go. 7th annual Back to School Rally. Here, let's go around here where we can still hear ourselves. And, so, okay, great, great. We can hear now. So, who do I have? What's your name?
Michael.
Your name's Michael, and this is?
Michael.
Oh, Michael Senior, Michael Junior, maybe?
Senior Michael Junior, yep.
Okay. And how do you guys? You guys are here helping, right?
Yep, just volunteering.
Good for you. That's awesome. And Michael, so you're learning how to volunteer from your dad, huh?
Yes.
Okay, good. Keep in mind it's radio, so you have to talk. Can't nod your head. Okay, so how old are you, Michael?
6.
6. So you're going to be in first grade?
Third grade.
Okay, good. And you like school so far?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up? 7?
I'm about to be 7.
Okay, so what do you want to be after you're 7?
80.
Oh, 80, okay. And when you're, okay, that's cool. You want to be like a truck driver, or you want to be a school teacher? What would you like to be?
I want to be a superhero.
A superhero. What would your magical power be?
I want to fly.
Okay, you want to be fly. You want to fly. That's cool. I think we all would like to fly without an airplane, right? You mean just fly?
Yeah. Yes.
I have a question. So you're a superhero. You want to be one. That means you're probably pretty brave. Does that mean you're brave when you go to the dentist?
Yes.
Yes. Do you like going to the dentist?
Not really.
Not really, but you're brave when you're there, right?
Yes.
So I see you have some adult teeth now. That means you've lost some baby teeth. You've lost 4 baby teeth, and you have 6 adult teeth. But let me ask you this. Open real wide. I want to see something. Open big. Open wide. Okay. All right. So Dad, Michael Sr., how many adult teeth do you think he has?
2.
Well, he has the 2 top front teeth. And then look, there's 4 lower ones right there. Those 4 front ones are adult. But this is kind of a trick question, but it's not really meant to be. He actually has 4 more adult teeth than you know. Yeah. Let me show you. Look in his mouth, the very back tooth in each corner, all the molars, the last one in each corner, are adult teeth. Open real big, Michael. The very back one. See, those are all adults. See how much bigger they are than the baby ones? Most parents don't know that. So you see all the stuff on his teeth? Now that he has that as adult teeth, you need to help him brush because he's not doing...
Those are sprinkles where he just had a sprinkle donut, so we get to look at crazy little red and orange and pink little sprinkles inside his mouth, man. It's great. So it's not cavities, it's just a rainbow in his mouth.
Oh, no, I know it's not cavities, but those teeth, being adult teeth, probably need more attention than the baby teeth, right?
Yeah.
What?
Is that on?
Is what orange? Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's a real interview. You're on the radio.
Okay. So make sure you brush all the teeth, but make sure you get those back ones, okay?
I do.
Okay. Yes. Awesome, awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Mike Sr., how did you come to know about this group, and how'd you come to volunteer?
Mr. Woods, I met him one day, and he's an excellent man. The sincerity in his heart, man, I've never seen that with anybody, man. He's so sincere about this. He wants to help people out so much in any way he can. And that's why, I mean, I don't follow people, but I follow him a little bit, man.
Okay. So because of his kindness and generosity... and his disposition, you thought, well, if it's important to him, it's important to you?
Yeah, I want to help. That's why I brought my son here, so he can learn how to give back a little bit.
Right, teach him exactly. That's awesome. Because it's a hot day. It's a day that most people would rather be home in front of a fan or in air conditioning or maybe at the pool, but you and your son are here helping instead. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for speaking with us, and have a great day, okay?
All right, well, thanks a lot, Doc. I appreciate it, man.
All right, take care, Michael.
Bye-bye.
When you get your ticket up front...
So now they're explaining the event.
In the corner, there's going to be a time, and at that time, Mr. McCoy will make an announcement, and you can go get your school supplies in the back here. In the meantime, if you see anyone in an orange shirt, feel free to come ask us any questions or anything that you need, and have a fun day. Thanks.
Until then, you can just take them over in that area. There's crafts, there's food, there's stuff like that.
Okay, this year, that's what you said. And you said in between probably like 1:30 to 2:00, they'll start public for now?
Yeah, you'll hear them. They'll say the 1 o'clock room.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, now it's time for our new feature we're calling Why in the World. This week's topic, why in the world would someone skip a fluoride treatment just because their insurance company doesn't pay for it? All right, so think about this. We don't have car repair insurance, and yet we get our oil changed every 3,000 miles. Why do we do that? We do that because we know we want to prevent problems, all right? Changing your oil every 3,000 miles is cheaper than changing your engine when it blows up, right? Well, a fluoride treatment is cheaper than a filling. There's no drilling. There's no numbness, and it's just very simple to do, and it's very beneficial. So, looks like that's all the time I have left. And so, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us, please. Next week, we'll have 12-year-old Megan Warren, founder of Books for Bedtime. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.